Springer Math Podcast. In this month's podcast, our guest is Jaejeong Che, president of the Korea Institute for Advanced Study. Professor Che received his PhD degree from the University of California, Berkeley in 1986 under the supervision of Professor Richard Chen after completing his undergraduate studies at Seoul National University. His main research interests are in differential geometry, minimal surface theory, isoparametric problems, and geometric measure theory. Previously, he had held positions at POSTEC in Pohang and Seoul National University. He was a professor at the Korea Institute for Advanced Study until February 2019 and is now a professor emeritus at the Institute. He is also the eighth president of the Korea Institute for Advanced Study. Professor Che is one of the series editors of the KIAS Springer Series in Mathematics. He will be hosted by Masayuki Nakamura, editor for Mathematics in Tokyo.
So, Professor Che, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. And I'm excited to have interview, to have podcast interview with Springer.
Thank you so much. And I thank you very much for taking time to participate in our podcast. Taking this nice opportunity, I would like to ask you several questions about you and the Korea Institute for Advanced Study and so on. Let me start by asking you how you decided to become a mathematician. Did that already manifest during your school time, or were there other factors that influenced this development?
I learned factorization in a mathematics class when I was 14 years old. That kindled my interest in mathematics. At that time, I also loved to read the biographies of Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein. Their life stories were fascinating to me. These experiences led me toward mathematics.
I see. Thank you very much. Could you possibly briefly describe your main fields of interest in research and your motivation to work in these areas?
As an undergraduate, I liked the Galois theory for insolubility of the quintic equation. So I planned to major in algebra when I started graduate study at the University of California, Berkeley. But when I took a course on differentiable manifolds, I found myself more interested in visual mathematics than linguistic mathematics. I hope mathematicians will accept my expression of linguistic mathematics for algebra. So I decided to become a geometer. At that time, Professor Rick Shane was teaching differential geometry, especially the minimal surface theory. A minimal surface is a surface with the smallest area. Therefore, it is very rigid and beautiful. The minimal surface has captivated me since then.
I see. Professor Che, you mentioned professor's name, Rick Shen. So Professor Rick Shen means Professor Richard Shen. It is correct?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next question is about the Korean Institute for Advanced Study. You are the president of the Korean Institute for Advanced Study, in short KIAS, located in Seoul. Could you possibly introduce the institute to me? I assume that the similarity to the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton is not accidental.
The Korea Institute for Advanced Study was founded in 1996. As you guessed, it was modeled after the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton. After many difficulties in the early years, KIAS has grown into a well-established research institute today. It comprises three schools: mathematics, physics, and computational sciences. The faculty and research fellows in residence are fully engaged in research at the highest level, with frequent international conferences on cutting-edge topics and attractive visiting programs, KIAS has become a world-renowned research institute, favored by domestic and international scientists. Most of the research done at KIAS is usually motivated and driven by curiosity only. It is not well known that many great discoveries that benefited humankind resulted from the study to satisfy curiosity. The motto of KIAS is "Imagine the impossible." The impossible arouses curiosity. Imagination is what makes the impossible possible, making us create new things. As of January 2023, there are 31 professors and 83 research fellows in the three schools of KIAS. Every year, KIAS holds about 1,000 seminars and organizes about 50 conferences. Leopold Infeld was a physicist who collaborated with Einstein at the IAS of Princeton. He once remarked romantically, "It is the IAS in which you can bring new ideas everywhere you reach out your hands. I hope all KIAS members can stretch out their hands and discover the charming theorems and theories in every corner of KIAS."
Yeah, thank you very much for explaining the institute for me. Could you please emphasize on some highlights during your period as a president of the KIAS?
The Annals of Mathematics is published by Princeton University and IAS. I envied the Annals, so I dreamed of making a journal for KIAS. Of course, a tremendous effort and long history are required in launching a research journal, let alone such a top journal as the Annals. To get started, I turned to an electronic journal for expository articles and conceived the KIAS expositions. As a result, we collected 5 papers that soon appeared electronically in the first volume of the KIAS expositions. Then you approached me and asked whether KIAS would be interested in starting a Springer series for research monographs, conference proceedings, and textbooks. Consequently, you and I agreed that it would be nice to transform the KIAS expositions into the KIAS Springer series in mathematics. This Springer series highlights some works I have done as president of KIAS. Another highlight is the quadricentennial KIAS lectures. 2021 was the 25th anniversary of KIAS. I promoted lecture series for the 25th anniversary to celebrate it and named them the quadricentennial KIAS lectures. As lecturers, we invited Roger Penrose, Edward Witten, Maxim Konchevich, Andrei Okunkov, Nima Arkani Hamed, Kaucher Birkar, Henri Dalmon, and Danny Callegari. Because of the pandemic, all lectures were given online.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing your viewpoint. Indeed, we are fortunate that we could succeed in starting the new book series with the KIAS. Please allow me to ask you one question that might be difficult. How would you describe the current situation of the mathematics community in Korea? I thought that there was a boost after hosting the International Congress of Mathematicians in 2014.
Yes, indeed. 2014 ICM significantly boosted the Korean math community in many ways. It transformed the already vibrant community into a more creative and productive society. This year, Koreans were delightfully amazed by Juni Ha, who won the 2022 Fields Medal. We were proud that his first significant work on Lee's conjecture was related to his study in Korea. His master's thesis at Seoul National University Graduate School eventually led him to his proof of KIAS conjecture. I'm very proud that Professor Junhee is our distinguished professor at KIAS.
Wow, thank you very much for describing the current situation of Korean mathematics community. Now, I would like to ask you some questions that contains maybe personal at the end of this interview. The first question is, what is your favorite mathematical word and why?
That's a very interesting and unique question. My favorite mathematical word is kilemma. Usually, when a mathematician wants to prove a good theorem, the most crucial part is to establish a kilemma. Probably, if a mathematician is dreaming of proving the Riemann hypothesis, it is one kilemma that he or she finally needs to verify. I have written a few poems in Korean and in English. One of them in English was dedicated to my thesis advisor, Rick Shane, at the conference in honor of his 65th birthday about 8 years ago at Warwick, United Kingdom.
Yeah, I see.
Let me recite it here because I mentioned kilemmas in the poem. We learned geometry from you in California, like the disciples in Greek academia. Out of your a priori estimates grew our a posteriori thesis. Through your seminars, we acquired mathematical freedom. Now we fly high and free as you taught us to. Life is short, mathematics is long, gaps are easy to find, kilemmas hard to prove, but we know over the quagmire there are beautiful theorems, over the rainbow there exists wisdom of life. That's the end of the poem. But let me introduce another writing of mine. It is an essay titled Waiting for a Ship. Waiting for a ship. Has your ship come in? A friend of mine used to ask me this question when he saw me in the mathematics building. It was while I was working hard on my thesis problem. And his question was half greeting and half inquiry as to whether I had succeeded, whether I had found the critical idea of the problem. Seeing me walking around the mathematics department with unfocused eyes and a pale complexion, he might have known my answer even before he asked me the question. This friend knew I had recently started my mathematical adventures at graduate school. I had loaded my ship with a large cargo of hard work and sent it out into the vast ocean of uncertainty toward the island of the truth, hoping for its fruitful return. One day, to my surprise, it looked as if my ship was coming back. I drove hurriedly for an hour to the nearby university where my thesis advisor was visiting. He listened quietly to my explanation of my new idea for 30 minutes. After I had finished, he started to speak to me slowly. I do not want to discourage you, but two mathematicians called me last week saying they had solved the problem with a better idea. Then I had to send another ship out to sea. My advisor kept moving from place to place, and my family and I were busy packing our bags and following him. Even during this time of frequent moves, I spent most of the time searching for my ship, wondering from where it would come. It was where the Vikings had lived long ago that my long-awaited ship came slowly sailing toward me. At the time, I was visiting that faraway place with my advisor, his students, and their families. It was an institute near Stockholm, where for almost 100 years, many mathematicians had come to visit and try to solve their problems. My ship approached me little by little while I was studying and discussing with my colleagues in the antique office and library, drinking wine and coffee in the yellow villa, cooking and eating in the kitchen, and walking around near the institute. Like everyone else, I have read many essays expressing regret about life's brevity. Among these, I can still remember one in particular. It said that even if you saw and met many people in your life, those with whom you had true friendships would be only a few among them. I also want to comment on the shortness of our life. Why is a mathematician's life short? It is because a mathematician knows many theorems from books and papers, but his theorems are only a few. After the ship of my thesis came in, I continued waiting for other ships. Overall, one ship has been unloaded in my office every year. There have been a great many times when I fretted that I had seen no trace of a ship for a long time. There were as many times when a ship drew near at first, but then disappeared over the horizon, leaving me sad. Sometimes the ship came in toward me, caught in a stormy wind, and was wrecked near my port. However, my walk to the little port as I wait for a ship of deep theorems has become more light-hearted with time. Whether a ship comes in or not, and whether the ship coming in is large or small, all I have to do every day is to enlarge my little port, gaze at the horizon calmly, and lead my seaward life presently, dreaming of beautiful ships of truth. That's the end of my essay.
Wow. So thank you very much for sharing your answer with one poem and beautiful essay. Okay, the second question is, what was your another plan if you could not be a mathematician?
When I was in high school, I liked reading novels. So if I had not become a mathematician, I would have become a writer. Even now, I am dreaming of writing a novel. The protagonist will be a mathematician, I guess.
Okay, so thank you very much. And the third question is, suppose that you are on a desert island. How could mathematics help you survive?
That's a cute question, Mr. Nakamura. It will be tough to survive on an island. I'll have to do a lot to secure food and build a shelter. If I have spare time, I will try to entertain myself. I will read literature and I will do mathematics. I'm sure I will continue to think about my old list of problems. My old mathematical problems are like my old friends. Those problems will console me against the wretchedness of life.
Thank you very much for answering my question. And at the same time, I am curious to know what your old list of problems are. So I think that those are related to your research topics. I would say differential geometry and so on.
Yeah, it'll be mainly problems on minimal surfaces. Yeah.
I see. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
My fourth question is, what would you tell your 17-year-old yourself?
That's even more cute. Okay, I will say like this to my 17-year-old self. Your love for mathematics and literature will last until you are 90. So keep cherishing your passion and interest without any hesitation.
I see. Thank you very much. Here comes the very last question. Which historical figure would you like to have dinner with?
I have a strange answer. I would like to have dinner with the novelist Franz Kafka, a Jewish Czech novelist, Franz Kafka. Yeah, I began to like him even before I started reading his novels. His life story and pictures have attracted me since high school, and recently I wrote a novella. Franz Kafka and the mathematician Niels Henrik Abel appear in that novella. And in my novella, I got a small short story written by Franz Kafka from him. Frankly speaking, of course, that's my own writing. And also, I got a hint from Niels Henrik Abel about my mathematical problem, which I couldn't solve. So I've succeeded in solving my difficult problem using the hint I gotten from Niels Henrik Abel. But unfortunately, as I came back from that fantastic land, back to real life, I forgot. I forgot the hint Abel gave me. Anyway, that's a story in my novella. Okay.
I see. Yeah. I thank you so much for answering my interesting question. And indeed, that is all our interview. So again, I thank you so much for taking time to join in this interview. And I am very looking forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thank you very much for your enjoyable questions. I really enjoyed the interview with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Springer Math Podcast. Look out for another episode next month.